Be quick, but don't hurry, is what they say.
Cassidy Schenck bringing it up very gingerly over to Perry on the right wing. Being guarded by Labor. Over to Schenck now, back up to Orban to recess the offense. 6:42 left in the first. It's still 2-0 Bad-Ag. Trying to beat an Israelson. Will Sutton is guarding the much taller Israelson. Now it's over on the right wing to number 4. Hartwig dribbles in. This one hit the roadblock there. Blue jerseys all over him. Now we have a whistle on the loose ball. They say number 12 for Bad-Ag. Matt Kramer stood up with it, and that's a travel. Orban with the ball and he throws it. And they finally pass it into the left block. Goes up for the layup. This one's way off the mark. Rebounded by Israelson. And now we have a whistle. This could be the first foul against Bad-Ag tonight. And it indeed it is. Goes against number 15, Ben Braden, his first and the team's first. Orban underneath his own hoop. Passes in to Perry on the right corner. Orban with the free throw jump shot. This one hits nothing. And now we have a held ball. Braden went in for the rebound. Israelson was there as well. And a possession arrow favors the Hatchets. 90 feet from their own hoop. Left, right across the radio comes Braden and the Bays in blue.
2-3 zone for the Cassidy Redhawks.
Canarian feeds it over to Lager. Back up to Canarian. Over to number 12, Kramer for 3. This one's no good. Rebound. Canarian puts it in for a rebound with the bunny. Canarian with his first points of the night. It's now 4-0 Bad-Ag. 5:55 left in the first. Orban favoring to his right side. Over to number 4, Hardwick. Back up to Perry into Israelson inside the paint. It's actually stolen away by Canarian. And here come the Hatchets. Braden with the ball on the right wing. Slows things down. Over to Canarian on the left wing. Down to the corner. Dribbles twice is Kramer. Beats it back up to Braden. Resets the offense. 5.5 to play. 4-0 Hatchets. They're playing at Cass City. A team that's only played 4 home games the entire season. And Labor puts a little bit too much muscle behind that one, flies into the Cass City student section, and it's a turnover. Israelson sits down. And number 22 for Cass City, that'd be Curtis Dickinson, checks in for the first time tonight.
The errant pass probably saved Coach Pinald a timeout.
Here comes Cass City, yet to score. They trail 4-0. And Schenck passed it to his left, intended for Perry, but Perry goes to the basket. It went right out of bounds, and now Schenck is sitting down, and Cody Ross is it. The two substitutions already forecast that he's still in that 2-3 zone, as Kramer is now acting as the point guard at the top of the key. 5:05 left in the first, over to Braden for 3 from the right wing. This is up, off the mark, rebound. By Sutton goes up, power up, power layup, and this one is good. Will Sutton now, the third man to score for Bad-Ag. Has 2, and it's now 6-0 Bad-Ag with 4:50. Orban drives right down the lane, is stripped. Canarian's trying to grab it, as in the corner. Now feeds it up to Kramer. Over to the left wing. And we have a carry call against Kramer. He was just outside the free throw line and held the ball a little bit too long. And we have a 30-second timeout. All by Cass City. Aaron Fernald not too pleased with his team's play. They're trailing 6-0 to the Bad-Ag Hatchets. With 4:39 left in the first.
This is exactly the start he did not want. Here we go again. This is Shades of the Laker game. Right now, Bad-Ag is tempoing the game down a little bit. They are pressuring the guards, and they are doing the things that they can go ahead and be successful against Cassidy Redhawks. Cassidy, again, look for them to change defenses constantly now. We'll see if that plays itself out.
The past two times we have covered Bad-Ag, it's actually taken them 6 minutes to score. And this is actually the opposite case tonight, as Bad-Ag has 6, and Cass City has nothing. We've played 3.5 minutes. 4:39 left in the first. Bad-Ag 6, Cass City nothing, and the Redhawks are passing it in. Hardwick dribbling across the timeline, over to Perry on the left wing. He drives down to the baseline, kicks it across the paint, into the hands of Cody Ross, puts up a layup. This one's no good. Rebound Bad-Ag. Up to Darien, trying to push the ball. On the left wing, takes it back out to Labor, who chucks up a 3. This one's short by a foot. And it is out of bounds. And they say last touch by a Hatchet. Cassidy ball, 90 feet from their own group, right to left across the radio.
Now, the undoing of Bad-Ag right now would be the fact that they are doing a first option quick hitting offense. In order to beat Cass City, they're going to have to slow it down a bit and shorten the game.
Corbin drives down to the baseline and kicks it back out across the paint over to Dickinson. He goes up with a shot, and we have a whistle. And Dickinson will be heading line 4-2. That'll be the second team foul on Bad Axe. No word yet who's the foul is on. Hands on number 44, Will Sutton, his first. First free throw from Curtis Dickinson. Not too pretty. Goes bouncing twice off the rim. No good. And Bad Axe has their first substitution for the night. Number 22, Nick Flannery's into the game. He replaces Braden. I'd like to think Braden will be sitting down just for a hot second here. Israelson still on the bench for Cass City as Dickinson's second free throw is up and good. Cass City's on the board. It's a 3 minutes and 55 seconds to do. Brinker for three in the right corner. It's up and good on the transition. And just like that, Bad Axe responds. It's 9-1, an 8-point lead, the largest of the night for Bad Axe.
Don't put your head down, that's for sure.
Corbin drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Dickinson, takes the jump shot 2 feet inside the three. This one's no good. Still loose ball, and Will Sutton picks it up for Bad Axe. All the way to the top of the key. And now Flannery takes the three top of the key. This one's no good, and we still have a loose ball and a whistle. Looks like it's going to be against Bad Axe. Fouls against number 44, Will Sutton. That's his second, so early foul trouble for the closest thing to a big man for Bad Axe. So Tanner Krug checks in, replaces Sutton. And Shane Rasmussen replaces Orvin for Cass City. Cass City ball 90 feet from their own hoop. It's still 9-1 Bad Axe with an 8-point lead over the home team, the Cass City Redhawks. Hartwick acting as point guard, now over to Rasmussen on the right wing. Drives right down to the baseline, picks up his dribble, kicks back to the top to Perry for three. This one's up off to the left. Rebound, Dickinson feeds it back out to Ross. Ross drops in the middle of the lane, goes up for the shot, draws the foul, and he's in the line for two. Bad Axe with four team fouls, Cass City with none. At the line shooting two is Cody Ross. The foul's on Tanner Krug, his first for Bad Axe. The first free throw is no good for Cody Ross. Cass City now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe for 33%. And this one's up and good. Cass City likes to make the second of two, apparently, on the night. As they feed into Kramer in the right corner. He hit a three the last time down. As they try to feed it into the labor, and it's kicked away by Cass City and a steal. Here comes Hartwick. Down to Perry, drives right down the baseline with the little reverse mic on this shot. No good on the layup, and rebounded by Labor. Drives right down, but that's actually picked down, nearly went in, and he gets his own rebound on the fly, and it's good. Bad Axe now in double digits with a Tyler Labor putback. He has four, Bad Axe has 11. Cassidy has two, both free throws. Top of the key, Perry. Over to Hartwick. Now deeper into the corner is number 12, Cody Ross, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a little bit of a hand check. It's going to get number 23, James Canary, in his first. The Bad Axe is fifth. Cassidy still has no team fouls. Before you know it here, Cassidy is going to be going to the line shooting bonus, but so far they're 50% and they're in their home gyps. Cassidy underneath their own hoop, passing those in. Orban and Israelson are both still on the bench. As number 4, Hartwick takes a three from the left wing. This one's good. The first field goal is a three for Cass City. It's now 11-5, Bad Axe. Trammell is in the game for Bad Axe. Passes it over to Canary. He can't hang on to it. And it's stolen by Dickinson. Little momentum shift going to Cass City currently. 2 minutes to play in the first. Rasmussen, top of the key, dribbles into the free throw line, picks up his dribble, and they call him with the travel. Came down with the jump stop and clever feet. And here comes Ben Braden checking back in for Bad Axe. He's going to replace Canary.
This has been a quick whistle, and it's not going to be favoring the Bad Axe catches unless they tempo it down.
Cassidy is still hanging out in that 2-3 zone. Out there for them, they have Rasmussen, Hartwick, Perry, Cody Ross, Dickinson. And if a steal off Termel's pass, number 4, Hartwick puts the jump shot. Just inside of three, this one's good. He has both field goals. It's now 11-7. Bad Axe's lead trimmed down to 4. 1:38 left in the first. In the left corner, Flannery jumps and does a big